This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and Steny Hoyer he's been a piece of work for quite some time. He stepped up. Yeah, this was yesterday, I think. He stepped up and had this to say.
It is unfortunate that a time of war that we spend all the time blaming our own president. It is unfortunate that when the Europeans.
Look, again. We've had this talk before, and I'm going to get to my Ask Dr. Jesse questions here in a second, but we've had this talk before. It's important that we have it again. When Donald Trump got elected, it was such a shock to the system. The system was sure it was going to be Hillary. We just had 8 years of Obama. Of course, they owned the media. They owned everything. They just assumed it was going to be Hillary, and everything was going to keep on rolling. And then Donald Trump got elected. And the system recoiled in horror at this barbarian out there who was actually accomplishing really great things. And the system decided pretty much immediately that Donald Trump had to go, and Donald Trump had to go at any cost. Remember? Russian collusion investigation, 2 impeachments, every single thing a scandal, every single day. The system decided Donald Trump had to go at any cost. But like we've talked about before, if you're at the poker table and you shove all your chips to the center of the table, that can get very, very expensive. At any cost can get real expensive. We should support the president in a time of war. Brother, you just spent 4 years doing everything in your power to destroy the other guy, impeached him twice out of nothing. I'm against your president now. We're enemies now. I hope your president continues to screw up everything because he's a national and international embarrassment. Everything he wants, I hope fails because everything he wants suck and you suck for supporting him. That's how we're enemies. I am not here to heal any divides. I want to be clear about that. People like this, I want the divide.
The kids from last year are now in fifth grade, and they come visit me almost every day after school. And a lot of them are queer because I am queer. And they figured it out. And so I've become...
I don't want to heal divides with that person. I want that person to live in Siberia, and I'll live over here in a normal place. That's what I want. All right, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday Oracle. Here we go. The subject is, am I a liberal? Oracle, I hate kids. Nothing ruins a good time like a child free to roam around a barbecue. Does my hating kids mean that I am a liberal? It seems to me that liberals hate kids like me. Does this mean I'm going to have to grow a man bun and only eat plants? Should I sell my tools to fund a garden? Should I sell my Jeep and truck to buy a Prius? He says I could say his name. His name is Jason. Listen, couple things. I have sons, as you know. I have 2 sons, James and Luke, 11 and 13, and I just adore them. They're just awesome. They're my little buddies. We go fishing. I get home and they'll come running downstairs to see me and barrage me with all kinds of meaningless stuff they did during the day. And I act interested. And you know what? It's the best part of my day. The best part. It's just wonderful. I love kids and I've loved them. I take that back. I love my kids. However, it's totally fine to not like kids because most people don't like other people's kids. You like your kids. Your kids are yours. There's that father-son or mother-daughter or mother-son or whatever. There's that parent-child bond there to where they're yours and they kind of look like you and you see them grow and it's just wonderful as you see them become little adults in front of your eyes. It's awesome. But other people's kids are annoying. And this is a big part of it. Other people's kids are oftentimes undisciplined. So they don't have manners. They don't have discipline at all. They act like little monsters out in public. And it's always the parents' fault. They just allow this stuff to happen. I mean, I see it to this day. You go in a restaurant, and I'm not talking about some one-year-old. A one-year-old's going to do what he's going to do. You'll see kids that are, you know, 2-3 years old just screaming and throwing things in a restaurant. Brother, my kids tried that about once. And then they got dragged into the bathroom and they never tried that again. And the parents will sit there and act just exasperated and they don't know what to do about it. Handle the problem, son. But that's why people think they don't like kids, because they're surrounded by parents who don't teach their kids anything. You think you don't love kids, Jason, because that obnoxious kid at the barbecue is tipping everything over and messing everything up and you just want to hang out with the adults and have a cigar and a beer. Wait till you have your first. Wait until you find yourself a young dime, put a ring on her finger, marry her, and start cranking out little babies, and wait till that first one comes popping out and you hold that little thing in your hands. Yeah, you're still going to hate other people's kids because most of the time other people's kids suck, but yours, there won't be any problem there. You're not a liberal. You're enjoying your youth and you don't have your own yet. Once you get your own, totally different story. Jesse, I have not been a regular listener of talk radio since Rush passed away till the last 6 months of listening to you. It's your honesty. Every time you play the freedom isn't free, it reminds me of Hillary's What Difference Does It Make? Wicked woman. It's a trip listening to you. You bring sanity in an unconventional way. So her question, how do you stay slim eating the way you do? I'm long. I'm 6'8". So if I eat really, really bad, if I go through these periods of time where I'm maybe eating really bad, well, that's all the time. But if I'm eating really bad and not working out, and let's say I put on 2, 3, 4 pounds, 5 pounds, you're never going to know it because mine's so spread out all over the place. This is the problem. The wife gets mad because if she gains a pound, she feels like she can see it. I can't see it, but she feels like she can see it. That's not the case for me. I can gain 5 pounds. I can probably gain 10 pounds, and you would never know it. Now, I'm on TV. Remember, my TV show is on the first TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern. So if you watch my TV show every day, maybe you would pick up on the fact because my cheeks will fill out a little bit if I'm getting a little bit fat. But I'm very long, so if I'm out of shape, it gets spread out all over the place. I know, it's grossly unfair. It's grossly unfair. But also, look, I've always had a high, I almost got it an immune system, Chris. That's not what it's called. What am I looking for? Metabolism. I've always had a very high metabolism. No big deal, Chris. I went to community college. Oh, don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And on iTunes, make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and a review talking about how handsome I am. Like this one's called Super Marine. I definitely was not. It says, Jesse the Jarhead Kelly is pretty handsome with the stubble beard. I love the show. This one says, best face for radio. I agree with that, Chris. Jesse's the most handsome radio show host, and his face just makes the content so much better. I love looking at his face during the program. These are so stupid. They're so great. Great show with the second most handsome man. I know. You know what? That's not very nice. This one's titled, Your Handsomeness. It's embarrassing how often I have to preface my arguments with Jesse Kelly says. All right, and much, much more. So go do that. Continuing on. Oh, did you hear this? Jen Psaki's leaving. And we have that new chick. What's that chick? We have to learn the new lady's name. Jean something French. The black lesbian. What's her name? Well, we'll figure out her name. There's a new press sec, and Sucky's leaving. Peter Ducey's out there trying to give credit to her.
When I would go in there with something that was not part of the White House talking point for the day, she would ask me every single time, who was saying that about us, or where are you getting that from? And so I always had to have it ready right away. And I think that all that extra homework that I knew I had to do, because when I challenged her, she would challenge me right back, probably has made me a better reporter. And so I am grateful to her for that.
Grateful to her for that. Look, the truth is, I know people hate it. I know people hate it. But the truth is, Jen Psaki was great at her job. Her job was to lie. She lied through her teeth. She's now going to be rewarded handsomely at MSNBC. All right. A gorilla versus a grizzly bear, plus some harder issues like term limits. All that's still on the Jesse Kelly Show. But it is Friday, and that means tomorrow the weekend begins. Oh, forget that. The weekend's beginning now. 10 minutes a weekend. Isn't that our commitment to each other? I will practice with my Mantis X system, with my weapon, for 10 minutes this weekend. Are you going to do the same? We can't hope we're better shooters. We can't hope we can hit what we're aiming at. We're either trained or we're untrained. The Marines train with Mantis X. Special Forces guys, they train with Mantis X. Mantis X attaches to your weapon, any weapon you have, and you dry fire practice inside your home, and you will get better. And I'm not asking for a lot. 10 minutes? You don't have to leave the air conditioning. 10 minutes to get better? 10 minutes every weekend. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. MantisX.com. You don't have to spend a dime on rounds. You don't have to spend a dime on gas. MantisX.com. Let's be ready. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That reminds me, the new Top Gun is coming out soon. You know what the problem is? Now that I said it, my email inbox is going to be full of all the reasons it's going to be a bunch of woke crap, and then I won't go see it. Yes, Tom Cruise is crazy. He's an actor, Chris. All actors and musicians are insane people. Everyone knows that. Actors, musicians, artists, they're all on drugs. I sound like my dad now. My dad, every time he gets to a place where there are a bunch of nice cars or he sees a nice car, he thinks they're selling drugs. Oh, look at that. Probably selling drugs. How great is that? All right. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's address a couple things. We're going to get to grizzly bears versus gorillas in a second, but let's talk about student loans because somebody has a principal's problem is what he called it. The subject is principal's problem. Dr. J. Steele III. I have been blessed over the last 2 years to save up enough money to pay off all of my student loans. I've just held onto the cash since I wasn't accruing any interest. Figured I'd pay everything off when the pause was finally lifted. With all this talk about Biden canceling student loan debt, I've found myself in a bit of a conundrum. The conservative in me says, you borrowed the money and spent it. You signed and agreed to the terms in the contract. You're benefiting from your degrees. Pay the money back. But the guy who's got bills to pay says, quote, I should hold on to money a little longer and see if this doddering old fool really does cancel all or some of my student loan debt. His question, do I go ahead and pay it back or sit back and wait? I'd love to hang on to some or all that savings, but it feels wrong knowing I had the money to pay it back. What say you? And he said, don't use his name and I won't use your name. Well, you know the thing about morals and morality. Oftentimes, it's adjustable based on your circumstances. We've discussed before how I hate thieves. I'm not a good or moral person. I've never pretended to be. I don't know why this is, whether I had some childhood trauma or something. I just hate thieves. I despise them. I could never steal anything. In my mind, I could never steal a thing. And anyone who takes something of mine, I hold on to it forever. I just taking something that isn't yours drives me insane. I hate it, right? You probably have that same position or at least something similar. I'm guessing you don't love thieves. Nobody goes to bed at night thinking, wow, I hope someone steals something from me tomorrow. Everyone kind of feels the same way. But here's the truth. We have that luxury as being Americans who live in an absurdly wealthy country. We have the luxury of having the principle of hating thievery. But I, probably like you, I read history books all the time, And I see the horrible, inhuman things people have gone through throughout history. Just horrible, desperate times. Your city was taken over by a conquering army. You're hiding in a sewer with your wife and kids trying to keep the baby quiet. You have some communist government take over and now they're starving everyone to death. Just, I mean, endless stories. You're a soldier in combat. You get separated from your unit. Just pick your story. Almost all the time when the situation dictates, people's morality changes based on trying to survive. Right now, you and I, we are underneath an absurdly rotted and corrupt system. It's disgusting. It's gross. You have saved up money for a couple years. You feel this obligation to pay that money back. And I support that feeling to want to pay that back. I'm not down talking you at all. And by all means, if you feel tugged that way, then pay it back. However, remember something. If that actually gets, quote, canceled, there's no such thing as canceling debt. You don't get to just pull out your Thanos glove and snap the debt away and it disappears into ash. Your debt remains. It simply gets shifted to someone else. If there is any student debt loan or student loan debt canceled in this country, it will not be canceled. It will be transferred to the American taxpayer. Are you an American taxpayer? That's your money. If he's going to cancel it, then let him cancel it. It's your daggone money. One of my good friends, he is Mexican, and he's got a construction company, and he's doing a bunch of work in this city where minority-owned businesses, they get a 2% break, and here's how that works. Let's say I'm this city, and I want to put in about 10, 20 miles of sewer line or something like that. Everyone has to turn in a bid, right? And the lowest bid generally gets these contracts. Unless you're a minority and then you get a 2% grade, you get a 2% fudge on yours. So he can be 2% above the white guy and he'll still get the contract over the white guy because he's a minority. Now, he had to go through the process of applying for that and becoming a minority-owned business, so now he gets that qualification. And he and I have had this conversation several times. He says, look, I think this is a bunch of crap. This rule is ridiculous. It's unfair. Out of his own mouth, he says, quite frankly, it's racist and absurd. However, one, it's my taxpayer money. Two, I've been given the rules. I have to play within the rules you've given me. And that feels gross to you, probably, or gross to me. And it does. Man, some of the things we're probably going to have to do as we learn to exist under an utterly broken and corrupt system are going to feel gross. Man, if I busted my butt and I saved up for 2 years to pay off student loans and I thought there was a chance these communist scumbags were just going to pay off everyone's student loans, I wouldn't pay. I'd take that money you've got and I'd go down and I'd invest it. I'd go down and I'd invest it and try to earn a little money on my money and I'd wait and see what happened. Is that wrong? Maybe. What's wrong? What's right? These issues become grayer as the system you live underneath becomes more corrupt. You remember that story I've told you before about the Soviet Union? I've told that story before. Oh, shoot. Dang it. All right, we're going up against the break. I'll give you just a little history on the Soviet Union, speaking on wrong, right, morality. What is good? What is bad? I'll tell you something real quick coming up. Hang on. Take money and run.
there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and today, never fear. Yes, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you're here with me, but Joe Biden is still in charge.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
It is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We just had a question. The guy was asking, should I pay off my student loans? I saved up, and that led to an extended talk about morality and what is moral and whatnot. And I've referenced this. Remember, the Soviet Union, back when it was full-blown communist, back in the day, when you needed something in the Soviet Union, you, normal people, it would be you too, had to do illegal things to get something done. That's just the way it was done. If you needed the heat fixed in your building, these are common stories. You needed, you're a young family, need the heat's broken, it's stinking Russia, right? It's freezing. You need to get the heat fixed in your building. Well, because it's communist, it's all inefficient and it's all crap. So you might be staring at 2 or 3 months without heat. You might have your children freezing in your home. You had to come up with a way to bribe the officials to send somebody to fix the heat in your apartment. Maybe you had to make a meal. Maybe you had to do something else, but you had to do something illegal. Are you comfortable with bribery? If I were to ask you right now, is bribing government officials wrong? You would, of course, say it's wrong, and you'd be correct up to the point where your system becomes broken and corrupt. In the Soviet Union, when parents had to get children ready for school because they had schools there. You and me, what have we had our whole lives when it was time to get ready for school? You would, you know, load up with mom, coupons in hand. You'd wait until it was gigantic sale day and you'd go with mom to some big store and you'd go pick out the pens and paper and binders and things that you needed for school. And you'd walk up and she'd use cash or write a check or a credit card and hand the coupons out and you'd pay. That's how you, the normal life, right? How you bought school supplies. Well, you don't have those stores in the communist Soviet Union. You're welcome to go down and look at one. All the shelves will be empty. There won't be anything there. So if you wanted to do that, and this was common. Remember, this is what normal people did. People like you, me, this is what they did. You bundle the kids up. Hey, kids, it's school shopping day. And where did you go? You went to one of the gigantic underground black markets they had in the Soviet Union. They were allowed to run because officials had been paid, bribed, to look the other way. So you're walking into an illegal place where they're selling illegal things that's allowed to operate because law enforcement and politicians have been paid to look the other way, and you would take your children school shopping there. That's where they got pens and pencils and coats and things like that, things they needed to go back to school, and it was all illegal. Technically, by the letter of the law there, if you got busted, you'd go to jail for that. Were they morally wrong? Because they were stuck living under a corrupt, rotted regime and trying to do what they had to do to get by? Were they wrong? Should little Timmy have just not gone to school? Should he have frozen to death? You see, I don't want to act like there's no such thing as right and wrong, but I do want to make sure we all understand the scale of that changes based on the kind of system you're living under. All right, that's enough. That's enough of that. This guy says, oh, purveyor of the Pomeranian Plinko. I don't even know what that means. What's isn't Pomeranian a dog or something? Whatever. Tired of all the serious stuff. Time for some animal fights. Who would win, a silverback gorilla or a grizzly bear? To make it more interesting, since the bear has claws, give the gorilla a 5-foot club of some sort. The battle takes place in a wooded area. What say you? Okay, one, we're going to pause and talk about me for a minute. At the end of June, early July, you're going to have to do without me for a week. It'll be a little less than a week. I'm going to Alaska with my sons and my dad, and we're not going bear hunting, Chris, but we're going fishing up there on Kodiak Island, where the Kodiak bears are. What? Is it a ploy to get a bear cloak? I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't, Chris. Maybe I'll come back draped in a bear cloak that I'll wear everywhere, even the summer here in Houston. Anyway, on this island, they just killed a 10-foot-tall Kodiak bear. That's a basketball hoop. That's a bear that stands up on its hind legs under a basketball hoop and hits its head. All right, I just wanted to tell you that. But setting that aside, even if the gorilla has a club, I still say the bear wins. I mean, the gorilla, yeah, it's very, very powerful, but so are bears. And bears are so... people do not understand how fast bears are. A bear, that 500-pound grizzly bear, it runs the same speed as a horse. Did you know that? You know those things run on the same speed as a horse? That's crazy. What, Chris? Chris just wanted to give the grizzly bear a mace, which I'll give the gorilla a mace. A mace, for you don't know, it's like a club to an extreme. It's a metal one with a gigantic heavy end. Usually it had some spikes on it. You did not want to get hit in the face with a mace. The question is, could the gorilla even use the mace? I know he has the opposable thumbs, Chris. I know that I understand. Yes, Chris, I understand the technique. Thank you for displaying it for me. I understand how to swing a mace. Thank you. I still say the gorilla wins. The gorilla still wins. All right. This one says, hey, brother, I'm somewhat of a new listener. I'm a maintenance planner for a nuclear power plant in Louisiana. We're shut down for maintenance. I'm working 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Oh, I've worked nights before, man. Nights are a different thing. That's some people can do it. Some people can't do it. And since my radio station doesn't change from 99.5 for Michael Berry, that's awesome, I have come to really enjoy your show on my hour drive to work. Two questions. How come the president is the only person in office that can't be recalled by the voters, and how can we change that? And second, how can we, the voters, change term limits for Congress and or change their overpaid benefits as pensions besides Congress voting on it? You can say my name. Well, you're not going to like any of these answers, because the truth is we have the ability to get rid of a president every 4 years. And this is the problem with being a get it person. I'm sure you struggle with this. I know, having such a huge brain, I struggle with it, Chris. No, seriousness. Get it, people. Get it, people will always be frustrated by don't get it, people. You want them to get it. You, right now, no matter what time of day it is, maybe you're listening live, maybe you're one of these podcasts the next day, people, whatever, no matter what you're doing, no matter what time of day it is, you're listening to me. You're listening to a right-wing talk radio show where we obviously screw off quite a bit, but you're listening to a right-wing talk radio show. How many options do you have right now? Endless. This is not 1950. You have endless options you could be listening to right now. Endless. Music, other kinds of talk shows, silence, and podcasts, anything. You're a get it person. But don't get it, people get a vote too. And so you end up with presidents like Joe Biden. As far as term limits go, I'm actually going to explain why I'm against them in just a second. Before we get to that, let's make sure we're still putting our money where our morals are. We talk about this a lot. I have to get better at it. I fully admit that. You have to get better at it, because we're surrounded, right? We're surrounded. They own everything. So how the heck do I even survive and put my money where my morals are? Well, we can start with our betting. We have Mike Lindell at MyPillow right there. The best betting products. It's not like you're sacrificing quality. The best stuff. and they have Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets ever. They're 60% off. You can get them as low as $39.99. Go buy two sets. Then you always have a set on when one's in the wash. That's what we did. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and get Giza Dream Sheets 60% off. But you have to use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, gets you Giza Dream Sheets 60% off. Or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, my almost 3 years of community college credits make me uniquely qualified, Chris, to answer any and every question that's emailed into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Like questions like, why is this administration so cold?
Public health questions, which agency should that question be directed to? Just the very practical, immediate question of, if you can't find formula and you need it for your baby to eat, what should they be doing?
We would certainly encourage any parent who has concerns about their child's health or well-being to call their doctor or pediatrician.
Just call your doctor? You can't afford formula? Don't talk to me. Call your doctor? Or you're mad about inflation? Hey, don't call it a crisis. We don't have to put a label on it.
Kate, at this point, does the White House consider this a crisis?
Well, I don't think it's about a label. I think it's about addressing.
Love that. We don't have to put labels on it. Hey, White House, young mothers are worried about this whole baby formula thing. Did you have some kind of a plan? I mean, did you guys know about this? Oh, sure. We knew back in February.
But we were aware of this from when the FDA had to take its action back in February with Abbott and with the step.
Oops. All right, back to the questions. Before I get to that, actually, I want to do this real quickly. Protecting yourself. This is something people don't want to dwell on, and I understand that, because we don't like to ruin our day by acknowledging we're surrounded at all times by wolves, but we are. You're never too far away from a violent person who will do you harm. That's the way the statistics work. What are you going to do about it if one of them approaches you? What's your daughter going to do? Your son, your wife, your mother? Get them a hero gun. It is a non-lethal gun. They fire these high-speed projectiles 100 miles per hour, and they explode on contact. And then there's this cloud, this chemical irritant cloud that engulfs people. It's debilitating. It saves lives. It's already saved lives. You don't need a concealed carry permit. You don't have to be a gun guy or a gun girl. Anyone can use it. It's got a laser sight. You just point and squeeze. Might save your life or the life of the person you love the most. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse, because that gets you a special discount. All right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Now, back to what the question was. He was asking about term limits. How do we get term limits for Congress members and whatnot? I don't think we need term limits. And let me explain. I understand we have a lot of very, very, very corrupt politicians, congressmen and senators, who've been there way too long. They're 9,000 years old. They can't talk anymore.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein's the senator from California. The rumor is she's in full-blown dementia. She has to be borderline carried from meeting to meeting. And you look at things like this. I mean, you listen to Grandma Vodka, and you want term limits.
And price gouging needs to be stopped. This is a major exploitation of the consumer, because this is
today, Junior!
I get it. I feel the same way. I say, why do we have a bunch of senile people running the country? Why are they allowed to stay for so long and they're corrupt? I sympathize with every argument. But here is the hard truth. And I know this sucks, but again, it's not your mommy's show, it's your daddy's show. This is our fault. And no one likes to hear that. I don't like to say it, but our problems are our fault. You're sitting there screaming at me right now saying, it's not my fault. I didn't vote that way. I didn't vote for that person. No. I understand it's not your personal fault. But as a nation, we live in a representative republic. And the hard truth is, a representative republic gets the government it deserves. You don't like this government. You're disgusted by it. I don't like this government. I'm disgusted by it. As a nation, not you personally, not your kids, not your husband, not your wife, not you personally, as a nation, though, we deserve what we get. We deserve this government. Don't like Nancy Pelosi? Well, Nancy Pelosi is elected in a district in San Francisco, and get this, every 2 years she's up for re-election. That's not even a long time. Every 2 years, the voters in her district have the power to walk down to the polls and send that corrupt hag packing. And they've never done it. That's what we deserve. We have the government we deserve. We do. That sucks. And if you were to pass term limits, because I probably still haven't convinced you, but let's say you were to pass term limits. And Nancy Pelosi gets bounced. Ah, she's too old. She did her 9,000 terms. We kicked her out now. Do you really believe the voters of that district are going to march to the polls and vote in the next flag-waving patriot who believes what you believe? No. They're going to go to the polls and they're going to vote in the next corrupt Democrat who's worked his way up through the system. And on top of that, you're going to take the power away from the people we can actually touch at the voting booth. And no, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that kind of touching, Chris. Grow up. We can touch the politicians. We can vote them out of office. If you get term limits in there and you start running all the congressmen and senators out, then it's the chief of staff who holds all the power. And more importantly, you increase the power of the unelected, unaccountable administrative state. You increase the power of the administrative state because they're the ones with all the length of time. They're the ones who've been there the longest. They're the ones who've done it the longest. Do we need a more powerful administrative state? The term limit thing, I wish we could do it too. And remember, they'd have to vote it for themselves. So I wish we could do it too. And that would be really nice. It's never going to happen, and it's not a solution. I don't want it because the solution is the voters of this country getting engaged and choosing to start voting out these corrupt scumbags. We talked a little bit about, we talk about New York City a lot on the show because it's America's most important city, right? Shout out to the great 710 WOR, by the way. We talk about New York a lot. And all the problems they have, because it is terrible. And you know how much I love the place and the drugs and the crime, and it's terrible. But New York City government spent the last 2 years abusing its citizens in a way I haven't seen in my life in this country. New York City brought back segregation because of coronavirus. That's real. Oh, you're kind? You're not allowed to sit in here and eat with us. You go out and eat with those dirty, unvaccinated kinds. And the people of New York City, after living under that abuse for so long, were so upset about it, they ran out to the polls and voted yet another Democrat as mayor of New York, Eric Adams. We get the government we deserve. And for the people who get it, people like you, people who learn the issues and think and want what's best for the country, and you want a country that supports your values and all these things. People who get it get frustrated by that because people who get it don't want to live under a government selected by people who don't get it. And that's endlessly frustrating for you and me. That's what we got, though. That's the hand we're dealt. That's the problem with the republic. It ain't all gravy, baby. All right. We still have another hour of the world famous Chris Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on. We'll say that you'll be mine. We'll say that you'll be mine, baby, all the time. Susie Q.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.